On the Ground is produced by the Global NGO Executive Committee, a storied nonprofit that has for 60 years partnered with the United Nations to guarantee a voice at the decision-making table for civil society leaders. GNEC offers services to more than 1,600 UN-vetted global NGOs, which are on the front lines of tackling the most pressing issues of our time. I'm Adrienne Berg, a member of the NGO Committee on Aging New York and the host of On the Ground. I am so thrilled today to have Idiola Pashalari. Now, she's the Secretary General of the World Assembly of Youth. She's Executive Director of the International Cinema Lighting Society. But of course, she's here primarily because she's the President of the NGO Executive Committee and Director of the World Youth Institute. We're going to hear about all of that. And in her spare time, who knows what she does. So I'm so happy to have you with us today, Idiola.
Thank you, Adrienne. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, we have a lot to cover, and I'd like to start with GNEC because that is something that, although over and over again we get the opportunity to introduce it, I don't think we introduce it even enough. Tell us the scope as the president and how you see your vision of GNEC.
Well, GNEC, it's a nonprofit organization that was founded 60 years ago, and we try to assist NGO community by providing guidance, information, and strategic support. We also try to amplify the communication between civil societies and the United Nations Department of Global Communications and facilitate their partnership in advancement of the Sustainable Development Goals. So as a president, as a co-president, I would say it's my honor to be that platform to facilitate and voice out the voices of NGOs from around the world.
Now, we are soon going to be involved in a really important conference for civil society. And before we talk about it, I'd like you to define that word, the way you see that vision. Because you are involved in civil society in a lot of levels, including not just GNEC, but as we said, Secretary General of World Assembly of Youth. What does it mean to you to be part of civil society?
It means to be part of a platform where everyone has a goal or different goals that they want to bring up, to voice out, to address issues that every individual human being around the world is facing, because whether we like it or not, all issues are interrelated. So in order for us to address one, we have to see the linkages between one another. And it is very important that collaboration and partnership goes hand in hand with the civil society.
Now, let us say that an NGO is listening right now, and they are feeling like they're in a silo. They're not feeling like they're part of something even bigger than what they're creating. How would they go about becoming a part of GNEC? Because not every NGO is. There's over 1,700 right now. But let's welcome new ones and tell them what they need to do to become a part of GNEC.
In order for you to become a part of GNEC, you need to first be an affiliate with United Global Department of Communication. They have to register themselves with UNDGC. Once they have been registered and recognized, then they will automatically benefit from all the GNEC services and information that we provide. So it's not a membership that we offer. It is the United Nations Department of Global Communication that does so.
And of course, when you do that, you'll begin to go through the process, and it's quite worth it. So let's explain to them why it's worth it. We come back in just a moment. We're going to tell you all of the events, all the things coming up, as only Idiola knows, because she's part of almost every single one of them, so that you will get inspired to become part of GNEC, or if you know an NGO that you think would qualify, you'll let them know about it. So don't you guys go anywhere. Are you interested in high-quality online SDG education programs at no cost and with a flexible schedule? Through the Global NGO Education Committee, GNEC, and Rutgers Preparatory School, the Innovation Academy is offering a variety of programs that address both local and global challenges that should be of interest to you. It provides an NGO a virtual platform for online courses and programs from top schools and other organizations designed for every grade level from world-class educators. Take advantage of this amazing opportunity to expand your knowledge, be connected, be inspired by NGO leaders and educators. You will get all the information you need at the Innovation Academy at GNEC, GNEC.NGO. Okay, and now we are back. And if you're just tuning into our podcast here, we're speaking with Idiola Pashalari. She is the Secretary General of World Assembly of Youth. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But right now, we're talking to her because she is the president of NGO Executive Committee. We call it GNEC. This is the group of NGOs who have qualified to be part of GNEC. And one of the things I asked Idiola to tell us about is why you should join. What are the benefits and what is coming up in the future, in the near future for GNEC? So go ahead, Idiola, let us know.
So you'll not only be a member of the UNDGC for sure by applying for it and have all the communication updates and events that are happening around the world in other civil societies or NGOs, but at the same time, you will be attending events that we have planned for at least for the past few months. Just to mention a few, will be a fundraising concert that we have planned for 9th of April, where we are going to commemorate Patrick Shirata, the former president of GNEC. Then, of course, you will have updates and information about the UN Civil Society Conference that is happening in Nairobi, Kenya, 9 to 10 of May. You will have a chance to have a dialogue with the current board members at our open house, which is taking place this week on 7 March, just a few days away. So please do join us. And most importantly, we also have the second GNEC hackathon, where in the first one, we had over 100 countries that young people came up with ideas and projects how to address sustainable development goals. So we have a lot of events coming up for all of you. And I believe that is a beautiful platform for all of us to put our head together and definitely make our life better, not only for today, but upcoming generations as well.
Yes, and I will tell you that there are two other things that I continually mention. One of them is that there are courses, and they are free courses, many of them available through GNEC, that will plump up your processes, your operations. You already heard about fundraising, support, and knowledge, but there's so much more. And this particular podcast is useful because you can be showcased. Once you're a member, you can apply to be showcased right on this podcast. And in fact, if you're wondering about that hackathon that Idiola just mentioned, we have an entire podcast on the hackathon from the really inspirational young people that led it. And it was a huge success, not just because so many people participated, but because the participants really came up with solutions for issues that had to do with the development goals. Very unique. So if you're thinking about it or you want to know more about it, simply go to gnec.ngo, gnec.ngo, and take a look at the episode that had to do with the hackathon. You'll learn a lot. You'll be surprised. So let's talk a little bit further about this. When we come back, I do want to shine a spotlight on what you mentioned, Idiola, which was the conference coming up in Nairobi. It's extremely unique, and not everyone can participate, but I think everyone should know about it, and those who can participate should certainly go. So don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. It's the Hackathon, a month-long online event where teams develop projects to address the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The mission is to educate and empower participants to create sustainability with technology. During the event, our partners will share their work and mission in workshops. Attending those workshops can help participants gain a better understanding of the SDGs and how their technical skill sets can contribute. The partners also provide internship, mentorship opportunities for event winners fast-tracking an opportunity to form long-term friendships with experts and industry veterans. And winners are selected by a panel of 17 judges from GNEC and the United Nations and win substantial prizes. Want to know more about the hackathon? Well, listen to our hackathon podcast at gnec.ngo. And now we are back again. And I left you a little bit of a cliffhanger there because we have some information, some deep dive information about this conference coming up. That's going to be both part of this show and a separate little segment that you'll see posted on the GNEC website, gnec.ngo, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and so on. I want to ask what this conference is turning into, because I've been watching it almost like molded clay, starting as nothing and now becoming so important. Tell us a little bit about the journey you've had with this conference and what people can expect when they do go to the conference in Nairobi.
First of all, I'll just give a bit of information what the conference is about, and then I'll share my personal journey. So this conference was founded in 1947. So for the past 68 years or more, we have organized 68 conferences, some of them in New York, in America, the others part of the world. So this is the first time that this conference is going to go to Africa, in Nairobi, Kenya. The event will take place from 9 to 10 of May, and there are expected at least 1,500 participants from different international civil society organizations, youth change makers, academia, public opinion makers, international media, and many, many more, among others, also UN agencies. So it's going to be an international forum where young people and members of the civil society organization have their say, because this event is also going to provide preliminary discussion and ahead of the Summit of the Future, which is taking place in September 2024 in New York at the UN headquarters. So my journey, I was invited to this conference many times to deliver speeches and also be part of a panel on different occasions and different topics. I've spoken about youth and education, civil society engagement, NGOs, intergeneration collaboration, and many more. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful platform where everyone, irrelevant of their socioeconomic status, have their say. So I would say this is definitely a premier event for civil society and NGOs around the world.
Yes, and I do have to say something about Africa for a moment, because my own personal world is the world of travel, and I'm beginning to see tourism as much more than a leisure activity, but as a way to fulfill the sustainable development goals of economic development, and so is Africa. And so yeah. It is such a wonderful beginning. They think of themselves as the continent of the future, and I have a feeling that they're right. And this is one of the beginnings. This is one of the true beginnings. So,
I had a pleasure of visiting many African countries throughout my career, and Kenya was one of them. And it's a beautiful place. Africa has so much to offer. It's very diverse. And it has the highest percentage of young people population. So as the Secretary General of World Assembly of Youth, it's an honor to work with all of them.
Yes, and there's another layer here, because I saw this happening in Panama. And that is in countries that are underserved, where there's not enough employment for young people, there are issues. And tourism is one of the quickest routes to economic development and employment of young people. And it creates so much stability, as well as dollars, and so much pride. There's nothing like it. And of course, Africa has so much to offer. And the United Nations itself just declared that tourism is going to be really one of the major parts of the SDGs. So there's a great focus on it. So if you plan to go to Africa anyway, just go to Nairobi in May and go to the conference as well. So that's a great plug. Don't forget to do that. Now, how do they register? Where do they go to register for the conference?
They have a website, which it can be found at the United Nations, UN.org, civil society. But if you just Google 2024 UN Civil Society Conference, you'll find everything from the registration to the committees that have been created to the agenda outcome documents, the newest logo that they have designed, and many more.
Terrific. So you said a magic word to me anyway, and that is intergenerational. So I'm going to ask you to switch hats, if you don't mind, for a minute.
Sure. Here.
Because we're speaking with Idiola Pashalari. She's the Secretary General of World Assembly of Youth, but also Director of World Youth Institute. So we've got youth in there a couple of times. And you mentioned youth with regard to Africa, but also intergenerationalism. So in general, what are the missions of those two youth oriented organizations? And just tell us a little bit about them.
Will be my pleasure. So World Assembly of Youth is an international coordinating body of national youth councils and national youth organization. We currently have 140 member countries, and we work on the promotion of young people and youth organization in program areas such as education, employment, environment, human rights, democracy, population, health, drugs, just to mention a few, because there are 21 of youth issues that we tackle. And we have been in existence since 1949. We are happy to celebrate our 75th anniversary this August, and we look forward to addressing, advocating on youth leadership and other generations as well. Whereas for the World Youth Institute, we organize tailor-made events and training certifications for young people from around the world. And as you mentioned, tourism, one of that was one of the training that we have organized before, but we also have tackled issues such as youth leadership, diplomacy, communication skills, and many more.
So this is fantastic. And this gives you an idea of what you can do, what a few people can do to make an enormous difference in the world. And we really thank you for that kind of service and the dedication that you're creating in the world of civil society, because you know, and most people do not know, that your personal influence counts. And so this is terrific. Now, before we leave you, we're going to take a little bit of a break, come back. I'm going to do a bit of a wrap up. Don't you guys go anywhere. If you're interested in civil society and NGOs, please subscribe free to the NGO Reporter. We're gathering perspectives from the global NGO community worldwide and celebrating 30 years of connecting NGOs, the media, and civil society networks worldwide to the work of GNIC, its constituents, the NGOs, and the topical issues related to all the UN SDGs. So, how do you get your free copy? Well, simply go to gnic.ngo. And you know, you can also submit articles for the reporter. And if you do, you will be read by UN media and those interested in civil society, other NGOs. It's certainly worth doing. So please contact our editors and our staff at gnic, gnec.ngo. And now we are back, and I'm going to ask a question of our guest, Idiola Pashalari. You know her by now. You know from our discussion that she is a co-president right here at GNEC Executive Committee. You really are the head of more than one NGO. You're very much part of civil society. You see all the things that are wrong. You're there to change and to be an agent of change. So two personal questions for you. One of them is the fun question. If you had a magic wand right now, what would you accomplish? And you could accomplish one thing that you think is the biggest, most important, most essential thing that you could bring to the table. What would it be?
Wow.
Yes, wow. Everybody says wow. And I don't tell anybody I'm going to ask that before the show.
That's a wonderful question. You know, no matter what magic wand anyone can wish for, I would always recommend never stop working, never stop voicing out, don't give up, because even if that magic wand has somehow realized the wish, it still has to be sustained. It still has to be followed. So no matter what you are trying to do, it's not just about dreaming, but bringing that to action, following that up, making sure that whatever that idea or project is sustained and beneficial to whatever you are addressing it. So, Adriana, I don't believe in magic wands. I believe in hard work.
Well, what a wonderful answer. Because the fact is that even if one thing was solved, as you say, the world changes. There'd be no permanence. I think people are looking for permanent solutions, which is not the way the world works, never has. Nature doesn't work that way. People don't work that way. And history doesn't work that way. So that is a beautiful, because it makes us consistently on our watch, right?
Exactly.
And the second thing that I want to ask, I told you it would be two personal things. This one's going to be easier, which is, what's next for you? Is it the conference? Is there something outside of your work here that's your next endeavor? What's on your mind right now that you would like to get done and that you're working on?
There are a lot of projects. I love new challenges. So organizing the civil society conference, it's mainly what is occupying most of my agenda at the moment, because I'm also one of the conference experts co-chair. So that will take a bit of time. And also the planning committee, we have a lot of work to do and very short time. But also focus on the project that we have planned for GNEC, which I mentioned earlier on, the fundraising, the open house for election process, and the GNEC hackathon. But also for the World Assembly of Youth, we do have many youth events that are happening, and hopefully the General Assembly will take place this year, which is the main organ for WAY. And we have to select new people coming in, new board, plan for the next upcoming 4 years. So I would say I have a full agenda of a lot of activities, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Well, that is wonderful. And we've enjoyed having you here on the show, and thank you so much. And for everybody else, please do take a look at GNEC.ngo. And join us if you can. Thank you so much. Take care. And as we always say to everybody here, remember, this is your show. This is your show. Use it and let us know what you would like to hear about on the ground. And you know how I end every single show. Get out there, kids, and make it happen. This is Adrienne Berg saying goodbye for now from On the Ground. See you soon.